All right, welcome back to readaboutit.com, everybody. Reed Kerr here, your friendly neighborhood rocket. Thanks for joining us here on the readaboutit.com podcast coming up today. And I apologize in advance for the voice. Every time the weather changes around here, I get these wonderful sinuses and allergies that give me really scratchy throat, but also give me a good major market radio voice. So when I wrap up here, I'll be doing the Quiet Storm for the ride home. No, but seriously, today a podcast, the guy, I've been looking forward to talking to this guy for a while. He is on one of, if not my favorite, one of my probably top two favorite shows. And it seems like at any given time, FX has one of those. He's on Sons of Anarchy. He plays Deputy Sheriff Kane on that. He was also in NCIS. He's also a couple of things. He's the face and voice of Fight Night Champion, which is a great video game. And also, what I'm going to start with, he's a legend of slam ball, which I still fondly remember. My guest today on the podcast is LaMonica Garrett. LaMonica, I appreciate you dropping in with me. And to start with, let me ask you about the name. A lot of what you do has to do with sports, with slam ball, with the Fight Night thing. You kind of had that from the jump, didn't you? I mean, you're actually named after Daryl LaMonica.
Yeah, I'm from the Bay Area. I'm a 49ers fan, you know, from San Francisco. My parents are huge Raider fans, still are. And they named me after Daryl LaMonica. It's funny, when I go places, people tell me that, like, it's the first time I'm hearing it. You know, there's a quarterback with your name. Yeah.
Okay, now I told you I was going to ask you about this. I was a huge slam ball fan. It was a lot of fun. How did you get into that? How did you get on that show?
Yeah, I played football forever. And when that career was done, it was like I moved out to L.A. to pursue acting. And slam ball came around, and it was, you know, they didn't really have any history. It was a brand new sport. So a buddy of mine called me up, and I thought it was a show. Like, he hit me up, like, yeah, we're going to a slam ball audition. Like, yeah, I'll check it out. Let me see if I can crash it. And we get there, and it wasn't an audition at all. It wasn't a television show. It was a game. It was a sport. And it was a big crowded auditorium with, you know, hundreds of people. And Pat Croce was there. You know, Mason Gordon, creator, Mike Tolan, producer, like all these people were there. And the more, you know, they were talking about it, the more interested I got. And it was one of those things where, all right, everyone, you get an interview, they tell you to show up at this warehouse where they were, you know, trying people out. We went, tried out, and, you know, at the end of the day, they might cut you or you stick around. And before I knew it, I was like, it was the last day, and I was still around. It was just, it's the most fun I've ever had doing anything. And it looks dangerous, and it's pretty physical, and, you know, it's kind of crazy. But it's more fun than anything I've ever done. It's almost hard to give it up. And, like, as soon as the season was over, I'd get back into, you know, pursuing the craft and this dream. And I'd get a call from them, hey, we're going to Italy. Oh, wow, I got to go. You know, this is, you know, we're going around the world. We're going to different places I've never been. And it was so much fun. So it was just, yeah, you know, we're still doing it. We're still going on.
All right, staying on the sports theme, LaMonica, something else that you are the face and voice of Fight Night Champion, and it's a boxing game. How do you audition for a video game?
I didn't know what to expect with that either. I went in, you know, it was a regular audition, and I didn't know what to expect. Like, all right, I could audition for this video game. I don't know what I'd be doing. And they sent it like a regular script, like it was a, you know, the writer and the creator of, not the creator, the writer for Monsters Ball, Will Rokos, he wrote the script. So it had this Hollywood backing, and I heard Eliza Dushku was attached to it after I booked it. And it was just, it was awesome. It was random. Great experience, though.
Now, you've got the sports pedigree, obviously, there, and you got the video game. Does all of that help you when you're getting ready for an acting role?
I approach it from a sports background. Everything I do, and I was when I was working on NCIS, me and Mark Harmon, every day we were on set, we were talking about, you know, benefits and certain intangibles that you have to have in this business and certain things that you need. And I think the foundation of especially a football background, the discipline you need, I approach life, you know, from a football background, from a football mentality. And that's how I approach the business. You know, there's so much that goes on that, you know, you have to do on your own. You have to prepare. You have to... you're your own boss, and if you don't take it serious, and I know a lot of talented actors out here that kind of just go through the motions and just try to show up and think something's going to happen, and sometimes it will, but, you know, the majority of times it won't, and you just got to have that discipline, and I learned that in sports, and, you know.
Now, we've talked about this before, but having that background, that athletic background, does that kind of discipline help you? Because out there in Hollywood, some days, you know, some days are crazy busy for you, and then there are some days where there's absolutely nothing going on. Does that discipline help you to stay focused, you know, no matter what extreme kind of day you're having?
Yeah, you got to stay proactive. You got to stay on top of your reel if you've been trying to get your reel done. You know, now's the time to do it when you're down. If you got to take new pictures, now's the time to do it. You know, networking, going to different places and meeting people, showing up at film festivals, and just, you got to, you know, it's a lot of hustling. Like, your manager is a funny, my buddy Chris Spencer, he tweeted yesterday, like, managers get 10% because you got to do 90% of the work. You know, it's so much of what you do and how driven you are, you know, to see how successful you're going to be. And there's a lot of those days where you're just sitting around waiting on that next job, but you can't just sit around and not do anything. You got to be doing something. I'm in class a few times a week. You know, I just keep it, I just try to stay around and in it. And when an opportunity comes, I'll be prepared for it.
All right, LaMonica Guerra with us here on readaboutit.com. Let's get to the good stuff. Sons of Anarchy, two-part finale. The final episode of the season, second half, that's coming up tonight. How did you get involved with this? You play Deputy Sheriff Kane. You were quite menacing on that show. How did you get involved with that? What was the audition process like for you?
They were auditioning, you know, tons of people, and my agent called me in. It was one of the roles where, it was one of the times where I was straight to call back. Like, I just went in and met the producers and, you know, met the director, met, you know, casting, read for it. Yeah, you know, I thought I did good, but a lot of times you think you do good and you don't get it. So, and it was about a week process before they called and said, you know, where to go, or greenlit for me. And I was in Vegas celebrating my birthday. You know, we were out there having fun. And I'm on slot machines and I get a call from the manager. You know, whenever your manager calls, you got to stop whatever you're doing, see what's going on. Especially when you're, you know, you're on hold for something or you're in the runnings for something. And I'm playing the slot machines and he hit me up. I was like, oh. Yeah, that changed the whole trip around. And I got back home, and we got started, like, ASAP, right around the end of May, early June.
And one of the things about Sons of Anarchy that I think everybody loves is it's got a great range. It's funny, it's brutal, it's touching, it's heartbreaking. They'll ask a lot of you. How do you get ready for that? I mean, when you open up a script, anything can happen in there. You could find anything from a gunfight to eating a bowl of chili with a dude's head in it. Which you did earlier on this year. How do you get ready for what they're going to ask of you?
You know what? Most of the scenes I've done and most of the jobs that I get as an actor are like, I'm a big guy, so I'm naturally going to gravitate towards the military roles and the firemen and the police officers and those kind of roles. This wasn't any different. And it's, you know, and being around Rockman kind of sets the tone, you know, for the whole department, and especially for my character. Like, he's that. Like, from the first episode, he was sitting at the office yelling at me, and I'm the one running around doing all the hard work. You know what I mean? You know, he's a lieutenant, so I listen to him, but he drives it. And working with him has just been great. Like, I learned a lot just from being around him as an actor. And he's been around forever doing all kind of stuff.
Now, Sons is a show that's, it's a lot more intense than a lot of other shows. What's it like going to the table, reading that script for the first time, and knowing that any page that you open up could be your last? You know, you could get a gunfight, you could be in a bowl of chili, you could get blown up by a mine. Anything can happen on this show, and we love it as viewers. It's got to be kind of rough on you as an actor to know that every page you flip over could be your last.
Yeah, and Sons especially is one of those shows where, like, people getting killed, it happens in every episode. Like, in this show, like, no one's off limits. You know what I mean? You never know what to expect. When we're in table reads, we're doing table reads with the whole cast, and we're reading the script for the first time. We're looking around like, wow, wow. Like, okay, this is, it's been real. Like, no one's above the law in there, and it's just fun. It's exciting to be around that and to know that, you know, this could be your last day. Hopefully not, but, and especially being a cop, you know. So it's funny with this show. People root for the riders and the bikers and all those guys, and they root against the cops. Like, we're the bad guys, even though we're doing the right thing. So for us to get taken out, it's real, real feasible.
Yeah, there's a lot of gray areas on this show. The bad guy biker gang's actually the heroes. The cops are, the local cops are at least sort of good. At least, you know, Unser and Roosevelt, those guys sort of have a conscience. It's the national guys, Link and Stahl, those people are fairly evil on that. There's a lot of gray areas on this show, and I think that's kind of why we like it.
Yeah, it's especially on this show. It's And then when I'm out, like, I'll be different places and people will recognize me. Like, oh, I hate you. You leave Clay alone and leave, you know, like, wait a minute. I'm the cop. I'm the one trying to restore law. And I'm, yeah, it's a trip. But the energy surrounding that show, it's unlike anything I've ever been around.
One of the big things about Sons of Anarchy, the ratings, they're huge. In cable terms, they're just out of sight. It says a lot about FX, not just the ratings, but that they've got enough faith in the product and what Kurt Sutter sees that they'd give an extra episode. They can see a long finale and go, hey, take your time, stretch this out to two episodes. That says a lot about FX, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's huge, man. For them to, like, networks don't do that. If they guarantee you 13, that they're giving you 13. And for them to do that, they just, the love they have for the show. And, you know, Kurt, he's been around FX forever, and he's giving, you know, work his ass off for them, and it shows. So yeah, it's not a surprise they gave us another episode, you know, to wrap out the finale. And it's a finale, it's the biggest show in the network's history, you know, the biggest season in the network's history, so you got to send it out right.
All right, LaMonica, the season wraps up tonight for Sons of Anarchy. You also did two-part NCIS. What's coming up next for you? What's on the schedule next for you?
I just tested for a pilot last week. I didn't get it, but it's going to be a good show. It's going to be a new show on USA. Jeff Easton's creating it. He you know, did White Collar. Yeah, it's the breaks out here. You're in the mix. You're up for something. You might get it. You might not. You just got to go in there and do a good job. And a buddy of mine, I was telling you earlier, we're doing a short film called Mouthpiece, and it's just about the ins and outs of, you know, trying to find success dating, and especially in this city, it's like a whole other planet than from any other city I've been to. Trying to find love, trying to find success. It's, you know, it's tough out here. And it's all embodied in Mouthpiece, the project we're doing, and that should be out soon.
I really appreciate you dropping in with me, LaMonica. And good luck on the acting, man. I know you act. You did the video game thing. You've done a lot of commercials, a lot of print media and all that. You talked earlier about, I want to go back to something. You talked about Hollywood being different. How long, when you first come out, I knew that you were originally from California, but when you got to Hollywood, I'll just say this, it probably didn't take you long to figure out that's a different part of the world out there, did it?
It's crash course. You learn fast. You learn real fast. It's and just if you have a tight group of, you know, a support group of friends, you might not have a lot of them, but if you have a tight group, then, you know, you can survive out here and you can make it until your opportunity comes. And I listen to old, you know, Actors Access. I listen to, you know, old actors talk. What's the secret of making it out here and this and that? And they all pretty much say the same thing. You just got to stick around. You know, you got to, you know, you're in line. Get out of line, the guy right behind you is going to take your spot. He could blow up next year. It could be 10 years from now. This whole city is just built on perseverance. And you got to stick around and just, you know, the ups and downs and peaks and valleys. You got to ride it out. You can't get too high. You can't get too low. But you learn fast out here how vicious of a cycle it is. And some people, the people that stick around are the people that make it.
You had a lot of gigs on the resume. You acting, ads, video games and all that. If you got to specialize in one thing, what is it going to be?
It'd be films and television. I grew up, you know, just studying films, like memorizing all these, you know, just a bunch of information I shouldn't even know, I'm never going to benefit from, but I just love films and television.
Why is that? Is there something in your past, there's like a moment you can point to, or an actor that you can say, that's the guy, that's the one that made me want to be an actor?
Clint Eastwood. I'm a huge Clint Eastwood fan. Clint Eastwood and Denzel Washington. I grew up, like, loving Westerns. A lot of my buddies didn't like Westerns, but I like all those old Pale Riders and Outlaw Josie Wales and just his persona, his tough guy. You know, Clint's just a beast to me. And Morgan Freeman's one of my favorite actors, and seeing them two Unforgiven, yeah, I just being around it. Like, even if I'm not working, I just love being around the business and being around, like, people shooting and just for the art of it. I love it.
All right, man. Thanks for dropping in. LaMonica Garrett, our guest here. Readaboutit.com and good luck, and hope you survive tonight, man. I hope we can keep talking about Sons of Anarchy coming up next season with LaMonica, because you'd never know. You know, we'll know more about 10 o'clock tonight. We'll post it up here on examiner.com also, but for right now, good luck. Good luck just surviving the day, which I guess is what you have to do in Hollywood. Thanks to LaMonica for dropping in. We'll catch back up with him later on. And thanks to everybody also who dropped in for the interview, whether you're joining us from examiner.com or just regular readers of Read About It, or maybe saw it on Twitter, wherever else, always drop me a line at Read About It on Twitter, R-E-I-D-A-B-O-U-T-I-T, Read About It. on Twitter and just let me know what you thought. We'll be back with much more. I will take a look at the finale tonight, the real finale, second part of Sons of Anarchy. Plus, we'll check out Dexter, Walking Dead when it comes back. Lots of TV talk here on readaboutit.com. Thanks to LaMonica Garrett for dropping in. Thanks to all you folks for listening. We'll see you back here later on. Please, enjoy the finale tonight, and we'll see you back for more Sons of Anarchy later on.